really never heard the phrase turning over a new leaf.
Do I want to get you a Mophie?
Sure.
Yes.
I don't need your crystal on that side.
Can I get you a...
I'm going to get you
a
This is your fault,
Tatian.
So you said,
we're not friends.
That was the first time I asked.
He was really cool.
Yeah.
He had
long hair like that.
John was so jealous of me.
His hair. Long, flow hair.
I observe you.
No. That's your favorite thing. You know, no one did that since like 2006.
People would show us a halftime show video,
and he said to do,
and there was, you know, there was three babies. So one of them was like, the general was watching the guy with his hair and his daughter, and then he was like, singing for the whole thing. He goes, I'm watching your boys, and I see him watching.
You literally said that for 5 minutes, and then when I back to pass out. I want to call you at the middle of this year. You got up once and pass out. What the heck's going on?
Jonathan Abrams. Going for the roster, Jonathan Abrams. Is he in the chair? David Applebaum. Ari Barkas. Guy Ben-Hanan. Yisrael Ben-Parad. Hi Berman. Chaim Bloom. Hi Brown. Yitzhak Dayan. Yitzhak. Okay. Josh Fagan. Simon Feld. Harry Gatino. Jakob Hagler, Alberto Harari. Is Alberto around?
Grandfather
passed over.
Going back to the
battle. Oh, yeah. Okay. When was this?
This is Moshe Shabbos.
Uri Himmelstein. Where's Uri?
Switch
here. You go to Insler? Are you Kamenetsky? Okay. You saw Kamenetsky?
Yes.
Yomi Katz?
Yes.
Anil Kritz? Jeremy Melman? Yusuf Meisels? Jacob Melman, Jonathan Debenhaus, Chaim Rothman, Daniel Schaffel, okay, Jonathan Seltzer. I met your colleague. I spoke this term last night, Moshe Weinman. Moshe Weiser in the shir anymore? What? Okay, Ellie Werner. Yehuda Lake Kitchener. Yehuda Wilkenfeld. What if I thought about? Okay, so let's move on. Yeah, so yesterday we saw Rav Kader Rav Asi, they said we should be Maimon Kneged Rish Torah, Rashi should be Mexican Dalai Mepitz. That we talked about yesterday, what that is. So it was a Shosik Rav. Shani Madan wasn't a Shosik Rav, he was Maida, he wasn't Maida. For sense, you see from the Hemshech, as Mashmud, he was not Maida. Because the other Amaroyim, they didn't accept this argument. It manami omer shmul mishmeh levi, mamidu yetzel ha-yoytze, hemer be medrash, mamidu kneged ha-yoytze. Not like Rav Kader Rav Asi. Rav Simon, Rav Tamer, Rav Shimon Levi, Omar. Basically, Tefach Seichik, Mamidai, Pachis, Megimot, Tvachim, Samach, Adayfim, Vekol Pachis, Megimot, Samach, Adayfim, Kulov, Adomi. It's a new idea. You have to have Tefach Seichik. Says Rashi, Tefach Seichik, Maididim, Vidalet, Esvay, Shein, and Negis, who Bezu, to have a Tefach Humashu, Mamidai, Kne, Pachis, Megimot, Samach, Achas, Adfanis, Pachis, Megimot, Kulov, the Havlik Mechitza shall down at Falcom, Meshach Sukkah Shiva, Nimsa Ruba shall go in also. So it says here, a new halacha, Shum Levi, of Simon, that it's not enough to have a tefach. You have to have a tefach plus a lovud. Sachakov Dalit Falcom. Rashi says the mile of Dalit Falcom, that it's Ruba shall go in. So we saw yesterday the Goyim asks, so then the Inyan, what? Is the halacha of tefach? The hilchus of the previous amud said the halacha was had the whole amud was also hilchus of garos at tefach. But the halacha that is not standing till chasm nusis is tefach. Now it turns out it's not a tefach. It's dalit tefach. Yeah, lagufa dolo. So Tosin of the base is mashma that it's only the rabbanon this halacha. It's only the rabbanon. So it's not so shit. The halacha is taka tefach. The Goyin says, what's the Tosin over there? It's complicated Tosin, but the Goyin says, different teres. Maybe because the Goyin is assuming it's not a Darabonah. We'll have to see in Rishon, we get to the Rana, is it a Darabonah, not a Darabonah? It's up in the air. Tosin says it's a Darabonah. Not really so mafush. Now, the Goyin asks it for a Kasha, right? So the Goyin's at least assuming in this Kasha that it's not a Darabonah. So the Indian, what is the Din of Tefach? Says the Gain that the tefach that you need from the halacha from the hilchasa has to be without lovud. And then he goes a step further and he extrapolates from there within the Shitas Rambam. He extrapolates from there that the shtayim kilchasan also have to be without lovud. That he explains the Rambam Shita by Sukkah Suyakimova, which we alluded to yesterday. Tomorrow we'll talk about more. But by Sukkah, so you come over, the Daifin Emsoy is not from the Shtayim Kil Chosim, because it's how they love it, and you need Shtayim Kil Chosim without love it. I go bottom kach the Goyim. So the Shtayim, there is a halachah of Shlishus Tefach. And in addition, this halach of dalet fachim, the shlishis tefach is without load. And then Rav Siman, the Tamei Rav Shimon Levi, say, in addition to the tefach without lova that you need from the ilchaza, you also have to have a mechitza for tefachim, but that already could be aliday lova. There's also a taisus, you know, there's a taisus on your chesam and beis at the end of the long taisus over there. But taisus says, not so radical as what the Gaon says in the Rambam, but taisus says that the halach of tefach has to be without lova. Not that the whole stein for chosin has to be with halovot. But he says, but the tefach has to be with halovot. Tosh says, well, I can just make kanim. What do you need the tefach? Make kanim for the tefach itself. Tosh b'yos has to kash it. Tosh b'yos says other things. That's okay. We'll get to Tosh's, very obscure Tosh's. But Tosh b'yos does his yachzos. Why do you need a tefach b'chal? Make kanim for the tefach. Tosh is a complicated, it's difficult there. It's also here, the haikisu with the haikisu. Very shver Tosh. But Tosh in Yuchesim Ebeis is Musiachis to the question. And Tosh in Yuchesim Ebeis says, that the hilchasa is that you need a tefach without lovot. It doesn't say like the Gaon says in the Rambam, because the whole shtayim kilchosim neshtishus afilu tefach has to be without lovot. That Taisa did not say. Rather, Taisa says that you can only use lovot by a mechitza shlema. It's going to extend the whole length of the mechitza. Like on Shabbos, you can use lovot, you can make a whole mechitza out of lovot. But there you have a whole mechitza, that's the whole length of the rishos. And for the two sides of the shtayim kilchosim, also you could use lovot. Because that's a mechitza shleima that goes the whole length of the sukkah or the whole zayin tefachim. Mashenkin in the shlishis tefach, that's not a mechitza shleima. It doesn't go the whole length of the side. It's not really a mechitza. It's only a tefach. So there, the halacha, their lovod does not apply. Lovod only applies when you're within a mechitza. This tefach is not a mechitza. So this has to be a tefach without lovod. That's the place. So it's sort of related to the Gaon. It's the same idea. The Gaon says that the shtayim kilchos and the shlishis afilu tefach has to be without lovod. Taisa says the shlishis tefach has to be without lovod. The shtayim kilchos can be with lovod, but the shlishis tefach has to be without lovod. So Taisa also you have this. You see both from the Gaon and the few Taisas. Comes out that we have really a duality. We have two halachas over here. In the shlishis we have two halachas. There's the halacha that we were familiar with from Vav Mebeis of shlishis tefach. That's apparently without lovod. And then there's another halacha, I'm not sure if it's a deraisa or derabbanan, but there's another halacha that besides that you also have to have dalet tefachim. But dalet tefachim could be al yedei lovot, but tziruf lovot. So needs a hesber. What is this? What are these two different halachas? You need a doif and tefach. In addition, you have to have a mechitza shel dalet. A doif and tefach, that means without lovot. In addition, you have to have a mechitza dalet with lovot. What are these two different? What are these two dinim over here? Yeah. If one is the abanan, then maybe it needs less. Then the need for a hesver is less acute. The abanan, you need to have this too. The abanan didn't want to let you get away with just the shlishis tefach. But if it's a din der isa, then a vada needs a hasbar. So you do it as a briskerov. The briskerov said that there's two dinim. We knew he was going to say there's two dinim. But the Biskar said there's two dinim. He said there's a din teufen that sukkah needs state finally kilchos and the shlishis tefach. That the shlishis tefach, but now you need a tefach without any lovod, and that satisfies the din teufen tefach. Then there's another aloch, that the ruach ha-shlishis has to be sosel. They have to be sosel in the ruach shlishis. It's added in their eyes, added in their abonon. He doesn't say. But there's a, it doesn't commit. But kach kach. There's a separate halacha that the doif and tefach is not soysim the ruach. It just satisfies the halacha that the sukkah has to have shtayim kilchos and shlishis tefach. And there's another halacha, the ruach shlishis has to be sosim. For that, you have to have four tefachim, I guess with the Rashi, but that's right doif and asuya is enough with Rubik Kukuli. Presumably, to be Saisim, the Ruach Shlishis. The Peskov says that that's also the idea later on I'm going to have in the Sugya of Tzuras HaPesach. That's Tzuchanami Tzuras HaPesach, that's also that's to be Saisim, the Ruach Shlishis. Peskov doesn't really explain one of the problems in the Sugya that is it's Sarim the Gemara, which we pass in the Halacha, that you need to have both. You need to have Dalet, you need to have Tefach Seichik, you need to have Dalet Tvachim with Lovot, and you also need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So a marashach to be saisin ruach, just do it tzuras pesach or just do tefach sukkah. Why do you need this double halach that the mishkaf doesn't address? That needs to be addressed. But meanwhile, just one thing at a time. This is what this the Briscoe's about. He says, there's two halachas. There's a halacha, you need to have a daifin, and that needs to be a solid daifin with halacha, but only needs to be a tefach. And then there's another halacha. You have to be seisim ruach gimel, the tefach, not seisim ruach. But the stima, you could do with lovet. Lovet is a good stima. Lovet is sasim, engdi, and baikim, it's a good stima. So with lovet, you seisim, you have roiv daifin asuya with lovet, and that works to be seisim the ruach hashlishis. At kan the Briscoe. The Biskov is Marach, but right now it's enough. So it's very not clear in the Biskov what exactly is this din daifen if it's not a stima in the normally a mechitza is a stima. What is this new din daifen that's not a mechitza? What is this new din daifen? What's its nature? This halachi need to have a daifen. This halachi need to have a stima. If I use love, for that love it's good, but you need right daifen. Then there's another halacha. You need to have a din daifin. Not b'tayres being sais and ruach hashlishis. But a halacha b'fnei atzmon, you need to have a din daifin. So there's a school of thought, certainly, that says pshatin is biskara. What do you see? They already see it coming. As we've had this idea in the past, we keep projecting it. And it keeps popping up like one of those things called where you bang it down. Wagamon. Keeps popping up. That besides Hilchas Mechitza of the Tfanis, there's another halacha you need a daifin b'metzias. We have this by Omud, Mechitza Nikeres. The Ran says Mechitza Nikeres means you need a daifin kein dira. So there we have a cycle that says this. That's a new halacha. Din daifin not mihilchas mechitza. We've had this idea came up in Reb Shimon Sukkah Tilas. You know, lemachzel lemistar. Maybe it's a new din daifin. In Reb Shimon might be true. There's a din lemachzel lemistar. And there are those who say that's pshat in the Briscoe as well. That's what the Briscoe here is saying. That there's one halacha. You need mechitza. Mechitza has to be ruach shlishis. You have to be seisim ruach shlishis. Mechitza that's not seisim anything is not a mechitza. But what is a mechitza? The definition of a mechitza is that it's mabdil between two rishuyim. So to be a mechitza, it has to be mabdil between. You have to be seisim ruach gimel. If it's not going to be seisim ruach gimel, then it's not a mechitza. But it's a daifin. Nothing to do with hilchos mechitza. There's a new din in sukkah that you need to have tfanis. Shtei tfanis. Shayin kilchosim shlishis tefach. You need to have tfanis. That's independent of the din mechitza, and that's this duality that the scribe is describing. You have to have a din doifin because the sukkah has to have tfanis. Shaloi mihilchas mechitza. That is enough for doifin tefach. And then in addition, there's halacha mechitza. Mechitza means you have to be soisim ruach gimel. If you're not soisim ruach gimel, then you don't have a mechitza on that side. And you have to have mechitza on the third side. For that, you have this din of, for that you have this new halacha of tefach seichik with lovud. So now I have doifin asuna. That maybe is pshat in the Biskarov. If that's pshat in the Biskarov, then we have the same problem. We'll have the same problem in the Biskarov that we've had all along with this idea. I keep coming back to the same kasha. Understand this notion? Well, maybe it's tetz. What was the kasha we had that we keep asking on this?
What's better about svasagat?
Svasagat. The Gemara said it's a bailing mug, but bailing yishtov. If you made a sukkah svasagat. Do you say good asik or not? Shaila hilchas mechitza nikeres. Shaila mamazbi. On the one hand, on top, it's not really nikeres. But on the other hand, inside the apartment building, it is a mechitza nikeres. So maybe satisfied within a mechitza nikeres, and therefore you could say good asik and you could be mashir the sukkah. Good asik is hilchas mechitza. Good asik is only a halach and hilchas mechitza. There's no good asik that's outside of hilchas mechitza. So even if I have good asik, and even if I say that's side of the Gemara's bayah, the Ram passes the halacha that you say that it's kosher. The Ram passes svasa gagas ksher. The Ram says you do say good asik. Although Yishayim says it's a bayi delishito. So we're machir. But even if it's a bayi delishito, but it's a bayi in the Gemara. The Gemara is it sad that you could be machir or sukkah with mechitzas of good asik. And even if you're the Ram that you can't, it's a lax of mechitzah and he cares. Not because be'etzim you can't say good. Even not, the Ram knows he could. Even if it went to that sad in the Gemara that you can't, so we're in Yishayim, the shayla is mitzad hilchas mechitzah and he cares. because it lacks a mechitza nikeres. But not because the grasik itself is not admissible as a mechitza, as tfanei sukkah. If there's a halacha in sukkah that besides hilchas mechitza, you need a doifim b'mitzios, so where's how does grasik can help? Grasik helps gives me hilchas mechitza, but it doesn't give me doifim b'mitzios. The halacha grasik was said, we had in the Gemara. The Gemara said, mechitzin is halacha moshe misani. What's mechitzin? Grasik. Yeah, grasik is halacha and mechitzin. It's not halacha and other things. Whatever sukkah requires, it goes into hilchas mechitza. Mechitza any keres is a chaymer in the kind of mechitza that you need. We talked about it. Say rishus of dira, you need a mechitza in the keres to shen dira. But it's all hilchas mechitza. There's nothing outside of hilchas mechitza. Yeah. So then I don't understand the biskrop. So what is this din doifin that stands outside of besides the din of being seisin ruach? You have to be seisin ruach dishes. And then in addition, there's a din doifin. What is this din doifin? Hilchas mechitza. Hilchas mechitza means that it's being seisin. That's okay.
Do you also have the
kasha
on the girl from
Kanim? Oh, very good. From the Gain also you see that there's no snu halacha of doifin outside of Ilchas Mechitza. Because remember, the Gain's machavis is halacha that the shtayim kilchosan have to be without lover. Not only does the tefech have to be without lover, the whole shtayim kilchosan has to be without lover. Ask the Gain. Well, what about Mechitza Shul Kanim? The Gemara said Brisa that Doifin Sukkah, Gedoifin Shabbos, that Uvashlo Ibn Konim and Konim Gimel Tvachim. You can make a Mechitza Shul Kanim by Sukkah. That's Lovud. Says the Goy, that's when it's from four sides. From four sides, you can have a Mechitza Shul Kanim. But Shtayim Kil Chosim, it doesn't work. So, what does that mean? Chavni says, what does that mean? So, we said yesterday what it means. It means that really the Sukkah has to have Mechitza from all four sides. But Etzim. But there's a hilchus of shtayim kil chason because you have to be mavdil rishus from all four sides. You have to separate and define the rishus sukkah from all four sides. But there's a hilchus of that shtayim kil chason. You have two mechitzas. Shtayim kil chason can be mavdil the sukkah. That's the hilchus of the shtayim kil chason. But it has tzroyim. It has to be without lover. But when you satisfy the hilchus of shtayim kil chason, so then it defines the rishus sukkah, and you don't have to with only two sides. But if you really made mechitzas from all four sides, then you don't need the hilchus of shtayim kil chosan. That's why he said yesterday to be mazbe with the goyim. It's muchach. I think that's muchach that would in the goyim. If there would be, so that makes sense if we'll say that everything is mechitza. Everything what you need by sukkah is hilchus is mechitzas. And normally mechitzas have to be from all four sides. And here there's to define the rishus, because the mechitzas what defines, that's what a mechitza means. It defines the rishus. Here there's a hilchus that if you have mechitzas kil chosan, that's a special kind of mechitza, that's kil chosan without lobin and so on, from two sides. So then it defines the whole sukkah. You don't need to have anything. You don't need to have the other two sides. But if we're going to say that besides hilchas mechitza, there's some new din that a sukkah needs to have a doifin, some new halacha that a sukkah needs to have a tfanis, not mechitzas, just tfanis, and tfanis means solid tfanis without lovud. So what's it going to help? You can have a mechitza kind of from all four sides, but a sukkah needs to have tfanis. Doesn't make any more sense that it would be than to suggest that if you have a mechitzas shulchanim all around, you don't need schach. What's one thing I have to do with the other? Mechitzas shulchanim all around gives me mechitzas, but how does it take away the need to have tfanis? Again, al kochuk, you see again that there's nothing outside of hilchas mechitza. There's different kinds of mechitzas. There's a mechitza shtayim kil choson that has this superpower that even though it's only on two sides, but it's guided the whole rishus. But for that you need kil choson without lovod, according to the guide. And then there's a mechitza shel dalet stodim. That's a different kind of mechitza. That's not a super mechitza that can do it from two sides. It needs to be from all four sides, but it can be can work with the regular dharma of love. Yeah, that's fine. But that's, again, only if we say that there's no new concept of that a sukkah needs to have a doifin that somehow stands outside of hilchos mechitza. Okay, again, from this goyin is a raya. The goyin, we're going to come. It's a raya that let loichein hu. There really is nothing outside of hilchus mechitza. Yes, then we need to understand what's going on in this. What's going on in this gemara? What is this duality of you? You need a tefach without lovud, and you also have dalet tefachim with lovud. So what's the gedra adol? Okay, if it's only a drabon, it's asa terrible. Then I had another R over here. You need to have a tefach seichet, which means you really need to have dalet fochem, which is roiv doif and asuyo. Nachas Kama V'Chama, according to the Sad and Rova later in the Gemara, that you need to have a Tzus HaPesach Chara. Rashi learns Tzus HaPesach, that means a Pnei Kol HaRuach. So how do they learn the Braisa, which we talked about yesterday, that says that you say a Shabbos HaSukkah because by Shabbos you have Ayman Ruba LaParotz, and by Sukkah it's enough that you don't need Ayman Ruba LaParotz. And Rashi explained, the Ritva has a different shot in that Braisa, but the way Rashi learns the Braisa is saying that in Shabbos you need to have Ayman Ruba LaParotz from four sides, even though the Ma'aseh Mechitzah Shabbos is only from three sides. But it has to create Ayman Ruba LaParotz from four sides. Shanking by Sukkah, you only know Yimud well apart from two sides with the Tepach. The rest, I don't care. We said a Hezbollah. Shabbos Be'etzim has to be Maki from four sides, even though you have three Mechitzas, but the three Mechitzas, I guess it's Teres Pesach, but three Mechitzas are Maki from the Shus from all four sides. I think the Havon is because the fourth side is a Pesach. Now, Kaponim, the Mechitzas have to be Maki from the Mechitzas from all four sides. It has to be Mukka from four sides. So it has to be Yimud Ruba from all four sides. Shenkin, that's the Hilchos of Shtayim Kilchosim. That's what I said yesterday. That Be'etzim, the Rishus Sukkah does not need to be Mukkah from four sides. It's enough that it's Mukkah from two sides with the Tefach. So Mele, the Ayman Ruba is measured only in the two sides that need to be, the two plus a little bit, that need to be Mukkah. But the rest is outside of the Hektif, so it doesn't need to have, it doesn't go into the Garm of Ayman Ruba LaParos. Now it turns out that even on the third side, it's really not enough to have a Tefach. You need to have Reib Doifen Asuya, with Lovud, or you need to have a Tzus HaPesach, or maybe you need to, which is even more, you need to have all the way to the end. So how does that affect this price? So now comes out that you really need to have three Mechitzas. The fact if you need a Tzus HaPesach, then it's for sure. And even if you only need a Reiv Doifen Asuya, but at least Reiv Doifen, it's not two in a little bit. It's Reiv Doifen, that means in some sense you have to be Saisim the Ruach HaShlishas. So the Chayla Ayman Baruba, why should Ayman Baruba be measured any different than Shabbos? Same with Shabbos, you need to have three sides, you need to have three sides, and now there's an Ayman Baruba from four sides. If it turns out by Sukkah, you also need to be makifit from three sides. Yeah, maybe in the details it's a little bit different here. It's Reiv Doifen, but whatever. And the Ma'amar Tzuras HaPesach, it's almost like Shabbos. You mamish need to have the Ruach Shlishi should be sosim totally. I'll get a Tzuras HaPesach. And again, and even without the Tzuras HaPesach, but Reiv you need with Ruba Kekulei. So that means in some sense you have to be makif the third side. So now it's very close to Shabbos. That means we really need, just like by Shabbos, you need to have a hekif on three sides. And I guess the fourth side is a Pesach. So, and mainly you need Ayman Ruba on all four sides, so why should Sukkah be any different? The Kasha is double. The Kasha, first of all, is just in a narrow question. Are we going to say that you measure the Ayman Ruba including the four Tvachim? No, Halach L'maisa. When we measure Ayman Ruba L'Paritz by a Sukkah. So Rashi says, Shtayim Kilchosin and a Tefach. What about, now according to Rav Simon Tamer Shmuel Levi, turns out the Tefach's not enough, you need to have four Tvachim. So how do you measure the Ayman Ruba L'Paritz? With the four Tvachim or without the four Tvachim? With the four Tvachim. Rashi didn't say. Rashi said only without the four Tvachim. Only Rashi said a Tefach. Maybe Rashi didn't want to get into controversy. Maybe in Chanan, maybe if you're B'Shuma Levi, you have to measure the Ayman Ruba with the four Tvachim. And what about the Ma'am Domani, you need a Tzuras HaPesach? So now how do you measure the Ayman Ruba? Do you measure with the Tzuras HaPesach, without the Tzuras HaPesach? You measure the Ayman Ruba with the Tzuras HaPesach, that means you're measuring the Ayman Ruba mamish on three sides, all the way around. I mean, all the way on all three sides. So, is that true? That's a very good chiddush. And then the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah will be that Shabbos you measure it from four sides and Sukkah you measure it from three sides. It doesn't say that in Rashi. Rashi says Shtayim Kol Chosan and the Tefach. When Rashi is explaining the Ayman Ruba. And then the question is more, and the question is deeper yet. Because if already by Sukkah you need a hekka from three sides, then mecha tesa that Ayman Ruba shouldn't be from four sides. And Shabbos, the hekka is also only from three sides. But the Ayman Ruba is from four sides. The Chayla Hesber is, if there's a Din Hekka from three sides, then the fourth side is the Pesach. So in some sense, you have to be Goydered from four sides. Ayman Ruba is from four sides. Well, once you're going to say that by Sukkah, you also need to be Makif from three sides. So then the Chayla, it's really not any different than, the Mechatesa is any different than Shabbos. And Mechatesa that I shouldn't need Ayman Ruba on four sides, the same as I need by Shabbos. I want to make a suggestion. I don't know if this is the only answer or the right answer even. I want to make a suggestion. This is a problem. This is one of the things that's difficult about the sugya is that sometimes you have a sugya that's not so amorphous, and you have a feeling you know what's the right answer. You know, you have a kasha, you could feel this is the right answer. Here, it's a sugya, it's like we're moving in a fog. It's hard even to get any kind of it's hard to know. It's hard to know if we hit the target. There's so much here that's not spelled out in Rishayim in the sugya. But I want to make a suggestion. Kind of forge a bit. Maybe we'll say al derech zeh. Again, with the idea that we worked out yesterday, the hilchos of Stein Kolchos Neshtisa Fil Tefach. I said yesterday, based on the Goyim, the Magen Avraham, this notion is that normally on Shabbos you really need to have a hekif from four sides. It means we're putting the mechitzas on three sides, the fourth is a Pesach. Yeah, so it's godler from four sides, and by being godler from four sides, that's how you map the rishus of the rishus liyachad. The hilchos of Shtayim Kilchosim says that sukkah is different. That's the idea behind this price of innumerable afaras. By sukkah, you don't need to be makif it from four sides. When you makif the sukkah with shtayim, and then there's a little bit more the shlishas tefach, and with that it's merames kilo that the circle should come full rectangle. So that's enough. The sukkah only needs to be godler from two sides and a little bit over, and that defines the whole rectangle. It defines the whole rishus hasukkah. So what I want to know, what mechitzes over here are godler the rishus? What mechitzes here define the rishus of the sukkah? It's the shtayim kilchasun and the shlishas akilu tefach. And therefore, the Oymen Uvel Aparetz, as Rashi says, is limited to Shtayim Kolchos and Shlisa Filo Tefach, and no more. And we'll say, we'll take that Kipshutli, that means Lekuliyam, it doesn't matter what other Chumas we lay on later on for other reasons. But as far as Oymen Uvel Aparetz is concerned, it's measured in Shtayim Kolchos and Shlisa Filo Tefach, that's the price. Because the Rishus HaSukkah is Godu with Shtayim Kolchos and Shlisa Filo Tefach. That's the Hilchasel. And that Hilchasel, so it has conditions, it has to do with Halovud. According to the Goyin anyway, it has to do with Halovud. There's a Ran who says that it has to be not a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work, you need Tfanis. Important Ran to know going forward. At Muskum, the Ran asks the Kashi, he says, the Gemara says, Shlishis, you have to be mashed with the Tzuras HaPesach. He says, mashed with the Tzuras HaPesach, so that means Tzuras HaPesach is a good one. In Shabbos, you can have the whole mode. All you need is the Tzuras HaPesach. You have from four, three sides, just Tzuras HaPesach. So if the third side, you have to make it to a Pesach till the end. So le'inyin, what is this halakha? Is the halakha Shtayim Kolchos and Shlishas Tefach? Once you're telling me that you need to finish it off with the Tzuras HaPesach, so that's it. That means you need three mechitzas shlemus. So what is the halakha Shtayim Kolchos and Shlishas Tefach? You know, the Chori could have said the Tzuras HaPesach is only Drabbanan. This, I think, where one of the Mekarim to say that the Ran holds that it's not a Din Drabbanan. Because otherwise, what's his kasha? You have to be mashing with the Tzuras HaPesach. But Akapanim, the Ran says, based on this kasha, the Ran says that Al-Kochuk, the Shtayim Kolchos and the Shlishas Afilu Tefach is not a Tzuras HaPesach. You can't use a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shtayim Kolchos and the Shlishas Afilu Tefach. You have to add a Tzuras HaPesach for the rest. But the Shtayim Kolchos, similar to how the Goyin says that it has to be without Lovod, the Ran says it has to be without Tzuras HaPesach. You need Shtayim Kolchos. And the Hezbi will say, along these lines, is because this is special hilchasa. It's a special hilchasa. That with Shtayim Kilchason, which is only a mechitzah on two sides, you're only being guided on two sides, somehow that has this effect that it's mavdil lahol rishus hasukkah. That's a chiddush. Ve'en l'chaboy ala chiddushay. It has to be Shtayim Kilchason without lovet, said the Goyim. The Ran says it has to be Shtayim Kilchason without Tzuras HaPesach. Because otherwise you don't get this hilchasa. What would the Ran hold if you had Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides? Maybe it'd be different. Takaponim, the hekif is with the Shtayim Kilchason, with the Gidrei Shtayim Kilchason. And that's Mabdul Lahovishus HaSukkah. Now came along the Rabbanon and they said, now comes this another halacha that says that in addition, the third side also needs a tikkun. The third side can't be parts. Maybe I have the with the Tefach Seichik. Maybe I have to have a Sfiras HaPesach. Maybe I have to have both. You have to be. You have to make it. The third side can't be part. You need a machitza on the third side. But the purpose of this machitza is not to define the Rishus HaSuk. The Rishus HaSuk was already defined by the Shtayim Kol Chasam. Shtayim Kol Chasam Shisik L'Tefach. The Rishus HaSukkah was already Nivda. This is a new halacha, a separate halacha, that the Ruach Shlishis, which does not have a mechitzah, Shtayim Pilchasim does not mean that there's a mechitzah from all four sides. If it meant there's mechitzah from all four sides, then it would be. It doesn't mean that. It's mechitzah from two sides. It just says that the Rishus HaSukkah, the interior of the Sukkah, is defined by mechitzahs on two sides. But now there's a new halacha that besides that, the Ruach Shlishis can't be parts. The Ruach Shlishis has to be sosim. If it's said, the Ruach, you have to be sosim the Ruach HaShlishis. But the reason why you have to be sosim the Ruach HaShlishis is not to define the Rishus HaSukkah. Rishus HaSukkah is anyway defined. It's another halacha, it's an extra halacha. Now, where this comes from, this extra halacha, is very mysterious. Maybe it's a Din Derabbanan. We just said in the round, maybe it's not Mashma, it's a Din Derabbanan. Everything's easier if it's Derabbanan. I don't know, maybe I'll make a suggestion in a few minutes, but we don't know where it comes from. It's not coming from the mysteries of the sugya. Where are these halachas coming from? Maybe the Derabbanan. Maybe Rami agrees it's Derabbanan. Maybe the Rai is not. Maybe Rami agrees it's Derabbanan. Rav just meant that at the end of the day, if you need a Tzuris Pesach on this side also, and you could use a Tzuris Pesach on the other side, so the bottom line, you have one, and he says, you have a regular three walls, so why do we do all these fancy sukkahs? Let's just say Tzuris Pesach on all four sides, all three sides. Hakapanim, where this halacha that you have to be sliced in Ruach Shlishis comes from will remain, meanwhile, a mystery. But whatever it is, it's a separate halacha that you have to be sliced from the Ruach Shlishis. But the purpose of that stima is for itself, to be sliced in the Ruach Shlishis. It's not, as it would normally be, to be mapped to define the Rishus of the Sukkah. Because the Rishus of the Sukkah was already defined by the Shtayim Kol Chasam. That's the Hilchus of Shtayim Kol Chasam. So therefore, as far as Oymen Mubal HaParetz is concerned, we want to measure the Oymen Mubal HaParetz. We only measure it. We don't measure Oymen Mubal HaParetz from three sides, much less from four sides. We measure Oymen Mubal HaParetz only from two sides. And as long as it's Oymen Mubal HaParetz from two sides, so it's kosher. That's the duality of here. You need to have a tefach, solid tefach, because that's part of the Shtayim Kol Chasam that defines the Rishus of the Sukkah. And the Rishus of the Sukkah is for that it's not enough to use the Tzurit. For that you can't use Lovot. And for that you can't use Tzurit of Pesach. Then there's another halacha. You have to be Seis and Ruach HaShlishis. To be Seis and Ruach HaShlishis, you could use Lovot, you could use Tzurit of you could use Tzurit of Pesach, you could use all of those tools. You could ask in the way we asked this yesterday. The whole purpose of the Shtayim Kol Chasam is to be mapped to Rishus HaSukkah. But the Moshe we saw in the Goyim that if you have Kanim from all four sides, then you don't need the Shtayim Kol Chasam. So even if I don't have Kanim from all four sides, why isn't it enough to have a Tzuris HaPesach on three sides? And Shabbos is good enough. This we asked yesterday anyway. What's the going to need Kanim from four sides? What's wrong with Kanim from three sides? And Shabbos is good, so Kanim on three sides should be like Kanim from four sides. Yeah, any idea? That was a problem. I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah.
According to this Mahalach, within the Shita of Rava, that the Tefach is a Tzuris HaPesach, Chatzi Tefach here, is that Tzuris HaPesach part of the Din of two sides
in
the
top off? Yeah, no, we'll worry about dialed service. I don't know. We'll worry when we get there. That
that Rashi, that shita comes out a strange thing, because that shita says that the tefach soifik has to be soifik in the whole ruach. Then it would have to be hard to understand, why would you measure the imid meruba? How do you measure get the samahar? Feed that shita in rubber, that the tefach itself is divide, is on the either side of, is half and half on either side of the Tzuris HaPesach. So how do you measure imid meruba parts? The Rashi says imid meruba parts, you measure the shayim kolchosim and the tefach. But this tefach is a little bit here and a little bit all the way down the other end. So where does the imid meruba stop being measured from? Maybe it's tackled all the way around. So then we're back to square one, so then it means so it's almost like Shabbos. Right there.
If there's a separate halacha of sasim, then how is that spasa gadu? How does it work?
Because Gurask is a stima. Gurask is a machitza, machitza says. Let's take this a little bit further. There's Iran. Iran asks and Rashi. Rashi says you need a tefach soichit because then you have roiv doif and asuyu. Four is roiv of seven. So the Iran asks, well, four is roiv of seven. I need four to be roiv of seven. The whole purpose of the tefach soichit is to get roiv shiva. So you don't need four. Roiv of seven is 3.5 and a little bit up, 3.5+. So he says, why do you need a tefach soichit? You have a tefach. Let's say you need a tefach. Fine, you need a tefach. So take a tefach and put it... you don't need a tefach umashu. With. Make a regular tefach, not a tefach umashu. Regular tefach, put it... I don't know. Tefach, you need to have 3.6. So you have a tefach umashu and put a 2.6 tefachim away from the yitzeh. And you'll have roiv doif and asuyah. So where does this magic number... Why is 4 over here a magic number? Ran says, you need four because ein mechitza b'chusu me'arba tefachim. In general, mechitzas you don't find anywhere. A mechitza, mokum chashuv is four tefachim. Shabbos is four tefachim. So a mokum chashuv is a mechitza has to be four tefachim. So it's very not clear in the Ran. Is he coming to argue on Rashi or is he coming to be meisif on Rashi? Rashi's you need four because you need to have roiv doif. The Ran brings Rashi. And then he says, but why four? It's enough 3.6. Says the Ran, because Leimatsinu Mechitza Pachas Me'abo. The Lashon of the Ran is not mashma that he's coming to argue on Rashi. The Lashon of the Ran is mashma that he's coming to be Mesif on Rashi. First of all, what's the Tzir of Hadvar? Moreover, once you say this Lord, then you talk don't need Rashi. Once you say you need four because Ein Mechitza Pochas Me'arba, then finish. So throw Rashi, you don't need Rashi's work. It's already redundant. I already said why I need four. I need to have a Tefach regardless. That's clear. You need to have a Tefach. And then I need to turn the Tefach with Lovod into four because Ein Mechitza Pochas Me'arba. So why do you have to introduce this new notion of Roiv Doif and Asuyah? So other sakas say that the Ran is coming to be chalek and Rashi. Now he jettisons Rashi because now you need to come out to another word anyway. The other word is sufficient. Mashmoyis the Ran is not there. Mashmoyis the Ran is he quotes Rashi, he agrees with Rashi, but he has a problem with Rashi because what about so why not 3.6? So to solve that problem, he says no, mechitzah b'chusum me'ab. But you still have to come out to the Rashi that roiv doif and asuyah. So what's the hazmat? So I thought maybe with this rate, I'm not saying it's the only way to do it, but maybe with this rate we could explain like this. Mitzad the hilchus, the Torah said, "Shtayim kolchosim shtus afilu tefach," and that's halacha by itself. It has to be with that lovot. That's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. And he shtayim kolchosim shtus afilu tefach. And with that, the whole rishus of the sukkah is nivdelis. And that's without lovot. we saw in Zayin. And that halacha, could you ask, I think not, because I want to suggest not. Because as far as that halacha is concerned, the shlishis tefach is not a mechitza b'fnei atzma. It's the gemara on the shtayim kilchoson. The shtayim kilchoson have a tesefis. You have to be mak from b'shnei ruchas. And then it has to be a little bit over, it's a tefach, it's a little bit over. And that creates the heke for the entire Rosh Hashanah. The tefach over there is just to be mashed on the shtayim kilchoson. It's not a mechitza by itself. It's not an independent mechitza. Its purpose is to be mashed on the shtayim kilchoson, that it should tip the scale. It should be more than the shtayim. It should be shtayim and over, in order that the shtayim kilchoson should have the power to define the whole Rosh Hashanah. As far as that's concerned, there's no. You can't just say, well, I need to have four tefachim because ein mechitza b'chusam me'arba tefachim. It's not a mechitza of one tefach. It's a mechitza of shtayim kilchoson with the tefach. It's one mechitza. Al kochach. So why do we need four tefachim over here? Al kochach, because this tefach over here is coming not just to be mashed in the shtayim kilchoson, but it's actually coming to be soiced in the ruach hashdishes. Because that is a separate function from the shtayim kilchoson. The shtayim kilchoson, they define the rishus hasukkah from two sides. Now, let me put it this way: as far as the halachah mishum nisina is concerned, the shtayim kilchoson, the shlishis tefach, the purpose of that tefach is not to define the ruach hashdishes. The purpose of that tefach is just to take sefes to the shtayim kilchoson, but it's not coming to be soiced in the ruach hashdishes. You don't need to be soiced in the ruach hashdishes because that's the hilchus of shtayim kilchoson. That it's enough to have a mechitza from two sides. Except there's extra halachah with it. It needs to be a tesefis of a tefach. It needs to make the turn. But the steam over here is on two sides. This tefach is not to be soiced on the third side. And as far as that's concerned, therefore, there's no nitin over here. It's not a mechitza. It doesn't have a shir mechitza. I don't need a shir mechitza. It's just part of the shtayim kilchoson. But now the Gemara comes along and says, no, you also have to be soiced on the third side. You need to have four tefachim with lavud, because you need to have reif doif and asuya. That means that the Gemara is in the chadash. Again, I'm not sure if this is a separate din deraisa or if it's a separate din derabanan, but it's a separate din. That you need to have a steam on the third side, and that's why you have to have a tefach seichet, because then you have lavud, and Rashi's you have reif doif and asuya. So then it turns out that this mechitza has another purpose. This mechitza is to be, besides being part of the shtayim kilchoson, it's a mechitza b'fnei atzma for the ruach hashdishes. It's mabdul one side of the ruach hashdishes from the other. If it's a mechitza b'fnei atzma for the ruach hashlishes, so then we could say, so why not 3.6? Why 4? Because ein mechitza b'chusam yarbo. But the Ran can't just say ein mechitza b'chusam yarbo. That was my question. So finished. What do you need Rashi anymore? You explain the four tefachim ein mechitza pachas yarbo. Because ein mechitza pachas me'arba only makes sense if the purpose of this ruach of this mechitza is to be soiced in the ruach hashlishes. So then you could ask, well, how can we soiced in the ruach hashlishes? The ruach hashlishes goes on for 7 tefachim. You only soiced in 4 tefachim. So very nice, ein mechitza pachas me'arba. You made a minimum size mechitza. But what's the purpose of this mechitza? Monoshach. If its purpose is to be part of the shtayim kilchoson, so then there was never a lack in the first place. Because it doesn't lack in, who cares, a mechitza pachas mi'arba. It's not a mechitza of a tefach. It's a mechitza of shtayim in a tefach. Elamai, the purpose is to be soiced in the ruach hashlishes, so that's why it can be done on it independently. So then the question is, so then 4 is a very nice number, and that's a mechitza pachas mi'arba, very nice, but how are you soiced in the ruach hashlishes? Akachach with rubai kekuli. Like Rashi says, right, leif and asuya. With rubai kekuli, it's called you were soiced in the ruach hashlishes, which is about a kula, in the Shabbos, you wouldn't say that rubai kekuli. But here we have a kula that you can say rubai kekula, and it's called yosais in the ruach hashlishes. So therefore, we need to have both svaras. That was the question in the Ran. Why do you need both svaras? Rashi svara that reiv leif and asuya, and the Ran svara that ein mechitza pachas me'arba. Because one without the other is meaningless. You can't just say, well, you could say like Rashi reiv leif and asuya, but then for that it's enough to have 3.6. So you have to come on to the Ran that I'm mechitza pachas mi'arba. But you can't just say you need four tefachim because I'm mechitza pachas mi'arba. Because manushach, what's the purpose of this mechitza? If the purpose of this mechitza is just to be mashdu mishdayim kil chalson, then it was never pachas mi'arba in the first place. It's not pachas mi'arba. It's 15. Because you have 7 on one side, 7 on the other, and you have this tefach. It's a mechitza 15 tefachim. That's defining the rishus of the sukkah. So it's not pachas mi'arba in the first place. Elamai, you're saying, no, but I have to be done this mechitza separately, because this mechitza has an independent role, and it's soist in the Ruach HaShlishis. And therefore, since I'm being done independently, so I need to have a shir mechitza, and mechitza pachas mi'arba, but I need to explain, how's this mechitza being soist in the Ruach HaShlishis? It's not as long as the Ruach HaShlishis. You have to say, no, it's a roif, Rebubi Kekula, that's the Rashi, right? Deif HaNasuyah. So Mela, the Ran is inning to Rashi, but he's not supplanting the Rashi. We need to say the Rashi, that the purpose of the Tefach Soif, the purpose of the Tefach Soif, for that, we know 3.6. That will explain. No, you have to have 4 because emachit zepach is meal. In a way, you could say this as a self-contained word. I don't need to connect it to what we said before, but I think it works well with what we've been saying before. The shtayim kelchos and shlishis avilu tefach. The havon, it's connected in this way. That we're positing is that the shtayim kelchos and shlishis avilu tefach, the halach of shtayim kelchos and shlishis avilu tefach, does not mean that tefach is seis in the ruach hashlishis. The halach of shtayim kelchos is that I don't need to be seis in the ruach hashlishis. Then it's a sofik and achayim. It's a sofik and achayim. They're achayim. They're macheshes. Moshe has a sofik. Is what's the pshat in the shlishis tefach? Is the pshat in the shlishis tefach that the tefach kilu is roim vayisid that it's seis in the whole ruach? Or is the pshat? No, I don't need to be seis in the ruach. The tefach is enough. I think from the Rashi of Ayman Umel Apar, it's muchach the second one. That's in the Rashi of Ayman Umel Apar. That in Sukkah, Ayman Umel Apar is measured from two sides and the tefach. It's muchach that the third side is parts. But it doesn't matter in Sukkah, because in Sukkah I only need to be seis in two ruchos and a tefach. I don't need to be seis in the third side, because that's the hilchus of shtayim kilchosan, that's enough for me to be seis in two sides and a little bit over, and with that I'm magged to the whole rishus ha-sukkah. It's not that the tefach itself is roya moise kilu nimshah. But it says in Agamar, Rav Simon, the Tamer Kshim Levi, Mechadish, that there's another halacha, maybe Siddur Rabbanan, maybe it comes from somewhere else. Where does it come from? Any of that. But there's another halacha that besides the shtayim kilchosan, that's not seis in the ruach ha-shlishis. And as far as that's concerned, the Ruach HaShlishis is parutz. There's another halacha that I do need a stima for the Ruach HaShlishis, but it's a stima on a lower level. It could be Tzuras HaPesach, which is not good enough for Shtayin Kilchosan. It could be Lovud, which is not good enough for Shtayin Kilchosan. So it's not the level of stima of Shtayin Kilchosan. But on some lower level, I can't leave the Ruach HaShlishis parutz completely. I do need to have some stima on the Ruach HaShlishis. But that's not what defines the Sukkah. The Rishus HaSukkah was defined already by the Shtayin Kilchosan. And for that, I need kilchosan with gidrei kilchosan, not lovud lefi d'goyim, and not tzuras ha-pesach lefi d'ran. That's a stima only. That level of stima, doesn't allow for lovud, doesn't allow for tzuras ha-pesach. That level of stima I need from two sides, plus a tefach. And mitzad that, the tefach is not coming to be sois in the ruach hashlishis, and it doesn't lack in a shir because it's not coming by itself to be sois in the ruach hashlishis at all. It's just a hashlom. It's a tesefes to the shtayim kilchosan. That's halacha of shtayim kilchosan. And that's where we measure Ayman Merubah. That's its own independent Ayman Merubah. Ayman Merubah parts. Measuring, you need to have shtayim kilchosan with the tefach, and it doesn't matter that the rest of the sukkah is parts. It's certainly parts on the level of no lovud. And the level of a mechitza doesn't have lovud, doesn't have tzuras ha-pesach. On that level, it's very parts. You know, two sides are parts, kimat. Doesn't matter. Right? Parts Merubah Ayman is measured in the stima that I need, which is shtayim kilchosan, which is tefach. That's at a high level of stima that creates the rishus of the sukkah. But then there's another halacha. Again, maybe it's the rabbanon. There's another halacha that besides that, on a lower level, this is a level that allows for lovud, it's a level that allows for tzuras ha-pesach. On some lower level, I need to be seis in the ruach ha-shlishis also. So that, the Gemara says, for that the tefach is not enough. For that you need to have the tefach also, but for that you need to have four tefachim of lovud. In fact, they're on it. Four tefachim. What's four tefachim? Four tefachim have 3.6 tefachim. No, I need to have four tefachim. But you can't just say that. Because the whole point is you have to be seis in the ruach hashlishis. How's four tefachim seis in the ruach hashlishis? For that, we still need to say Rashi. that Rav Doif and Asiyut. Rubei Kekuli is called Yerusalem, the Ruach Harat, the Ruach Hashlishus. That's all this, I think, a mahalach here. At least within this world of the Rashi, Ba'im and Meruba, of the Goyim, some mahalach here in this Gemara. Again, there's a question that still remains outstanding. We don't exactly have we don't really understand where this halacha is coming from. They have to be sliced in the Ruach Hashlishus. So, is it a Dais? Is it a Raisa? Is it the Rabbanon? I don't know. Maybe it's a Raisi. But that's, I think, at least a plan how to understand to say that. I mean, in particular, how to understand why, on the one hand, I have to be sliced in the Ruach Hashlishus. It says in this way, I have to be sliced in the Ruach Hashlishus, either with Rubei Shadayf and also Asuyo, or with Rubei Shadayf and Osi, or with the Tzuris HaPesach according to Rava. And yet, on the other hand, when it comes to the measure of Oymen Ruba, Rashi says Oymen Ruba's measure is time to cost Moshe Shishu Tefach. That's what he learns the Bais. What do you mean? You have to have three walls that are Sosa. It's not really much different than Shabbos. Three walls have to be Sosa in books. So why are you measuring Oymen Ruba on two different sides, only on two sides? Rashi says it's different levels of stima. On two sides, you have to have a stima without Lovod. You have to have a stima without Tzuris HaPesach. Only then is the Shusuka and the Vdelis. Unless the Goyim says you make a mechitzah shulchan from all four sides, that will work without the yotus. Okay, it's a different halacha. That's something else. But short of that, you need to have the shusuk has to be defined by a very high level of stima without lova, without suos pesach. That's shtayim kilchasen, and that has its and I on that level it's maybe parzim of alignment because I only have two sides, and if there's a couple of holes on the two sides, small holes, but see if the other two sides, it's gonna be like parzim of alignment. Rashi says, who cares? I only need to be sisim. On this level, I only need to be sisim, two sides. And the Gemara now says, Simon, Tehim, Shimon Levi says, yeah, but on a different level of Lovod and Tzuris HaPesach, on a different level, you also have to be sisim in the Ruach HaShlishus. A little bit, you have to be sisim in the Ruach HaShlishus. You can't just leave it parts. But for that, it's enough to have Lovod. That you could do already with Lovod. There is a Yerushalmi, you should know. Chara, what's coming out from this whole Mahalach, and I think from the strong, what's implied by this Mahalach, is that as far as the Hilchus of Shtayim Kilchosin is concerned, you do not need to be sliced in the Ruach HaShlishus. The Tefach, the Shlishus Tefach, is not there to be sliced in the Ruach HaShlishus. The Ruach HaShlishus is not Sosu, it's Parvus. I think that's clear in the Rashi of Ayman Rubel Aparos, the Rashi about the on the Bais. Two Ruches Aparos on this level, yeah, maybe they need to have a Tzuris HaPesach low, but they may need some kind of, the third Ruch might need a Tikkun on a lower level. Maybe Midr Abonon, maybe Midr Aisa, but on a lower level. But the stima that creates the Rishus of the Sukkah, which is a stima Gemura without Lova, without Tzuris HaPesach, that's only Shtayim in the Tefach. And that's where I measure the Ayman Rubel Aparos. The Goyim said the Shtayim Kilchosin, the Shlishus, Afilu Tefach have to be without Lovod, but if I have Kanim from all four sides, then it is good. So I thought the Hasbar is, because really the point of the Shtayim Kilchosin, the Shlishus, Afilu Tefach is to be Seisim the Sukkah Lagamri. It's to be Mavdil Rishus, not to be Seisim, to be Mavdil Rishus HaSukkah. So I can do it two ways. I can be Mavdil Rishus HaSukkah Lagamri with Kanim, and then Lovod is good enough. But if I'm not doing it with from all four sides, then I have to come out to the Hilchasah. And the Hilchus is without love. I mean, Shtayim Kilchos Meshishu Tefach, and that's Mavdil Lahol Rishu Sesuk. I think that also works with the, that also works, it also makes more, that also implies in the Goyim, I'm not sure if it's Mukhuch that the third wall is not with the Royim. Maybe that would work with the Royim. The third wall is with the Royim. Now I have three sides, and the Hilchus says that's like four sides. I don't, maybe in the Goyim it's not Mukhuch. The Sufik of the Macheshes is the third Tefach coming to be Sais on the whole side. And Rashi, I think it's Mukhuch, that the Tefach is not coming to be Sais on the third side. The third side is Parts. There may be another halacha you need to be Sais on the third side, but that's a different level of halacha. That's with 1 second, that's with Lovod. you some look and how to understand how this is all. Yeah, the biggest rye over here is the Rashi. Right now I want to focus on this nekud of the Macheshes. The Tefach, the Shlishis Tefach, is it coming to be sliced on the third side? Or no, I don't need to be sliced on the third side. And the Rashi thinks it's Mavud, I don't need to be sliced on the third side. It's enough that I define two sides, and that itself makes the Rishus HaSukkah. And that's what I've been saying today, that helps me to understand this duality in the third side, that on the one hand, you need a Tefach without Lovud, but on the other hand, I need to have a Rodeif and Asuya with Lovud, and maybe Tzur Sepesek, we'll see later. So what's this? Right, maybe one's Der Isa, one's Der Abona, maybe it's not so sure in the first place, but I'm trying to say a Havana, that on the one hand, Mitzad Da'aloch HaShtayim Kalchos Neshlishit Filu Tefach, I don't need to be Soysim the third side. I only need to be Soysim two sides and a little bit over, and that defines the whole Rishus HaSukkah. But that steam has to be a steam of Ma'aliyah without Lovud and without Tzur Sepesek. And then there's another halacha, that a mitzvah steam I do need on the third side. Not to define the Rishus HaSukkah, but kshilatzmai, I need to have a mitzvah steam on the third side. For that I could use Lovud and Tzur Sepesek and so on. There is a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi Taka says that the Shlishis Tefach is Roy Noisai Kilu Nimshach. The context of the Yishalmi, we didn't talk about this. The context of the Yishalmi is that the Yishalmi brings him under Omar. Where do you put this to the Tefach? Yishalmi brings a Madomah, you put it over here, like a head. Because otherwise, if you only put it over here, then you wouldn't be defining the whole. Then this would be outside of the Hekev. Therefore, in Yishalmi, it's Rav. If you have to put it down here, the Ramban learns that that's Rav and Agam also. The Ramban learns does not mean like Rashi up here by the corner, but down here by the hay. And the Gemara and the Yishalmi says, but Shmuel says, no, you don't need to put it over here. All of this is there. Where's the Hekev? So the Yishalmi says, no, Roy and I say Kilu Nimshah. So Chayim Yishalmi Taka says that the Shlishis Tefach is coming to be sliced on the third side. It's not like I think in the Yom in the Rashi about the Emet Mu'el HaParts. Kol HaParts. Then this is not parts. It's like a Gurasik. It's a Royan. The Royan says that this type of is Nimshach Al Pnei Kulo. If that's the Hilchasu that we say Royan, then it's not parts. Yeah, not the end of the world. So the Yishalmi is against Rashi. But maybe Rashi will learn. I thought maybe Rashi will learn that Rayim doesn't mean that it's sliced on the third wall. Maybe Rashi will learn Rayim means not the third wall. It doesn't say Befeshni Shami the third wall. It says Rayim Kilo Nimshach. It means the Rayim Oisoy that the whole perimeter is defined. Not that it's a stima on the third side. The stima is only at two sides. And Shami means what I've been saying, what we said before, and what I said yesterday. I only have a stima at two sides with the Tefach. But that's the Hilchasa. That having a stima at two sides is Mavdil the whole Rishus HaSukkah, and I don't need Kanim on all four sides. Instead of Kanim on all four sides. So maybe that's what the Shah means too, not that the Rayim like a good Asik. That Kilo the Doifin is Nimshach, and I was slicing the third side. No, the third side is parts. Rayim Isa means that copy what Rav said. Rav said, if I'm going to put the Tefach over here, then I haven't defined the Rishus of the Sukkah. I have to put it down here like a hay, so that only then do I define the square. So copy that, Shmuel said in the Yishami, no. I don't need the hay over here to define the square. The little bit over here, my imagination is good enough that if I have a tefach over here, I have a gam and I have a tefach, and I can on my own imagine that really nicely that now the whole square is set off. Not that the mechitz itself is nimshach with like a good asik then and it's soysim the ruach hashdishus. Maybe that's how Rashi could learn this Yerushalmi. But interesting is the Ritva in the beginning of the sugya by oisei tefach hechen mamidoi. And the Ritva has this discussion, is the Tefach down here, or is it up here? The Ritva says, Beferush, the Ritva brings a Rishonim, he doesn't bring the Yishalmi, I think. If he brings Rishonim, they have to put the Tefach down here, like a hay. The Ramban sheet, the Ramban's reading of Rav. They have to put it down here, because otherwise the Hekif is not going to, then it's really a triangular Sukkah, and you're going to be missing the whole Hekif. So the Ritva says it's not true. He says it's divrei havoi. He says because the halacha is that the tefach is nimshach in the whole ruach hashlishis. The Ritva says beferish that the shlishis tefach is that the hilchus of shlishis tefach is that the shlishis comes down to over here. The Ritva, I think, is l'shitosoi. The Ritva is chaylik and Rashi about the brayse of poritz mumalayim. The Ritva brings Rashi pshat about poritz mumalayim. Just says that doesn't make any sense to him, and he has a different pshat. He says poritz mumalayim means something else entirely. We'll worry about it later what he says, but he says a different pshat in that Yerushalmi about in that brayse about poritz mumalayim. He says a Shabbos of Sukkah that Shabbos and Teres only by mumal poritz. He says the poritz mumalayim. He learns that the brayse is talking about just b'kitz and imratz. The brayse is just saying something about the ruach hashlishis. That on Shabbos you need a mechitza on the ruach hashlishis that should be oimen ruach alaparetz all the way down, and on Sukkah you don't need oimen ruach alaparetz. It's enough to have a tefach. And he says, and even if you need a tzuras haPesach, that's another chiddush of it. For the tzuras haPesach itself doesn't need to go all the way down. The tzuras haPesach only has to go a little bit. I forget what he says exactly. I think he says till the end of Zayin Tfachim, I think, and then the rest could be parts of ruach alaparetz. That's it's a hilchas in the ruach hashlishis, and forget it's because of the rain. Shabbos, you need to be sliced in the whole Ruach HaShlishis. And Sukkot, you don't need to be sliced in the whole Ruach HaShlishis. Why not? Because we have it in a row. So this whole Rashi about Paras Mimulayim, this whole Rashi that we've been building on, the Ritva doesn't have that at all. And another noteworthy thing is that the Ran that says that for the Shayim Kilchasin you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach, the Ritva's Chalek on that also. And the Ritva also, you could use a Tzuras HaPesach the same as Shabbos. I think what's going on over here is, again, it's hard to get a hard grip, a tight grip and everything. I think what's going on is it's like two approaches to the whole idea of Shtayim Kilchos and Shtisa Filu Tefach. What does it say in the Hilchos of Shtayim Kilchos and Shtisa Filu Tefach? I think the Ritva learned that there's no big magic in Shtayim Kilchos and Shtisa Filu Tefach. All it says in Shtayim Kilchos and Shtisa Filu Tefach is the din that the Shlishis is Israel. You need three mechitzas by Sukkah the same as you need three mechitzas by Shabbos. And you don't need any more. The same mechitzas that work by Shabbos, Tzuras HaPesach, for example, it works by Sukkah. Tzuras HaPesach, if it's good for Shabbos, why shouldn't it be good for Sukkah? The whole hilchos of Shtayim Kilchos Neshishis Filu Tefach is only that in Shabbos you need three mechitzas, full mechitzas. And in Sukkah, the third mechitza works with the Royim. So Melech could be, only has to be a Tefach, and even if you have to add a Tzuras HaPesach, it only has to go a little bit, it doesn't have to go all the way to the end, and even if what remains is going to be parts of Mubal Oim, it doesn't matter, because that's all in the hilchos of Royim. But the Ritva, I think, learns, it's a whole different world, that the whole din of Shtayim Kilchos Neshishis Filu Tefach is a halacha, is the whole hilchasa, is to tell me the din that the Shlishis has a roim. And the Shlishis is nimshach, and is sliced in the Ruach HaShlishis. Okay, so then what do you need all these other halachas for? What do you need lovod, and what do you need Tzuras HaPesach for? If the Shlishis is sliced, then finished. Maybe it's derabbanus, I don't know. Maybe if you have to say those are din derabbanan. I mean, derabbanan, they said that a chizuk, you have to give a, in order for the tefach to be nimshach, you have to have a tesefes chizuk. Maybe midrabon, stab a midrabon. But Kapadim, I think that's the Ritva's mahal. I think that Rashi is a different mahal. Rashi, that the main Rashi by me is this Rashi about Ibn Rubal parts. That Rashi learns that the tefach of you is not being sliced of the Ruach HaShlishis. The Ruach HaShlishis is poritz. And that's the chiddush, that by Sukkah I don't need to be sliced from all four. Shabbos needs to be sliced from all four sides. So you have to have three mechitzas, and then maybe the fourth side is a Pesach. And mainly you have parts, oimen ruvah parts from four sides. So it doesn't need oimen ruvah parts from four sides. It needs oimen ruvah from two sides in the tefach. That's Rashi. It's a different take on oimen ruvah parts. That the oimen ruvah parts is doing something magic. It's a mechitza that's only sliced from two sides, and yet it's able to be guided the whole sukkah. I think that's in Mestaba. That's the Goyin also. The Goyin world, or the Rad also. The Rishonim will hold that the Shtayim Kilchasin also are not ordinary mechitzas. The Ritva learns the Shtayim Kilchasin are ordinary mechitzas. They could be Tzuras HaPesach, they could be Loba, they could be plain mechitzas. The Chiddush is that the Shlishis only has to be a Tefach. But those Rishonim will hold, like the Goyim, I don't know, we'll see as we go along. That those Rishonim will hold that the Shtayim Kilchasin also have special dinim. Tzuras HaPesach is no good, like the Rav says. That might only be up to three mechitzas and a keres, not so sure. But certainly the Goyim, that the Shtayim Kilchasim can't be lovud, can't even use lovud for the Shtayim Kilchasim. Why not? It's a perfect good mechitza. And befrat with the added strangeness in the going that if you have kanim from all four sides, then you could use lobin. It's like altogether strange. So I think that going is also going to be with the mahalach of Rashi. That the vort of Shtayim Kilchoson is that it has this special power. It's a chiddush dano. To feed the ritva, the chiddush of Shtayim Kilchoson, the main chiddush is in the shlishis tefach. The Shtayim Kilchoson is plain vanilla, no different than Shabbos. And the Rashi, and I think that I want to say, and the going, they learn that the Shtayim Kilchoson says a chiddush. They don't need to be seis on the other two sides. The other two sides are pearls. And that's a chiddush that only, even though I was only seis on two sides, the Shtayim Kilchoson is a chiddush. But even though I was only seis on two sides plus a little bit, that itself is enough to define the Rishus HaSukkah. Maybe that's the Rashi by Paras Mughal Oymed. There's Taka called that only this is Oymed. The rest is Taka Paras. And it doesn't matter to me. And I think that's the Havon and the Goyin as well. If you have Kanem on all four sides, then you have, then I Taka, then it's a regular Mechitza. Why is enough Kanem on three sides, like by Shabbos Loyed? And if you have, but if you have, but if you don't have Kanem on all four sides, then you have to come on to this Hilchus of the Yahu, that you only need to be seis on two sides. So that already has to be with the Hilchus of Shtayim Kilchoson, which means special Mechitzas without love. And maybe that's trying around also, that these two Mechitzas can't be with Tzuris HaPesach. Because they have this special, these are special Mechitzas that are going to be, that have this power to be seis on all four sides, even though you really were, even though to define the whole Rishus HaSukkah, even though the steam is only on two sides.
Rashi
by Psal Yotze says that the way Psal Yotze works is because. Well, that's not so clear what that means.
Yeah,
we said that means that the Metzias they have enough to have Shtayim Kilchoson, which is real tefach. Elamai, what about the Pulus Hagidur? There are so for the Pulus Hagidur. We're sort of dimly seeing our way. Again, what I think, what I hope we're getting to, getting some kind of clarity, myself too, I'm not sure, it's very, very hard to look, is that this nekuda, that there's two ways to look at the whole halacha of Shtayim Kilchoson and Shlishis HaTefach. We could look at it, I think the way the Ritva looked at it, it's a chiddush in the shlishis that is nimshach, it's a good asik to kalach. The Shtayim Kilchoson and a regular Shtayim Kilchoson, no different than Shabbos, you need to have a third mechitza. Like by Shabbos, you need to have a third mechitza. So here it says a chiddush that there's a royal. Besulei midi. In the Rashi, but in Ruba, we see it's a different take in Shtayim Kilchoson. Shtayim Kilchoson says it's a different kind of way of defining a rishus. By Shabbos, you have to define all four sides. So that's the Oymen Ruba from four sides. So that's, all right, so why do you need mechitza on four sides? Maybe the four sides of Pesach. But a proponent, it says in the Rashi, on Shabbos, you need to have Oymen Ruba from all four sides. And then Sukkah, that's part of the Hilchus of Shtayim Kilchoson, that you only need to be seis on two sides. And the rest could be parts. Two sides plus. And the rest could be parts. Rafi Rashi. That's the Rashi. And again, in the Goyim, there's a big welcome to that. That helps us understand the strange thing in the Goyim, this duality in the Goyim. That Kanim from all four sides works without Lovot. I mean, you can use Lovot. But if you're not using kanim from all four sides, then already you can't have lobot. Well, what is that? It's a mysterious kind of thing. So the Rashi gives us a way to understand it. From all four sides, that's one way to define the rishus. But if you're not using it from all four sides, then you have to define the rishus by being seis from two sides. That's a special hilchasa of Shtayim Kilchoson. So that's the connection between the Goyin and the Rashi. That the Goyin is mysterious. And the Rashi gives us a way to understand this mysterious facet of the Goyin. But Fi Rashi, as the sugya that we did today needs a hesbara. If in fact this side is poros, what Rashi says by poros move alignment. So then what's the whole sugya over here that you have to have tefach seichik, and maybe we'll see later about Tzuris HaPesach. this side is allowed to be parts, so why do you have to be misakin anything? So that's what we talked about today, that maybe that you do have to be misakin Ruach HaGimel, but it's not in order to, again, this is already, here there's a lot of unanswered questions. So this is like an unfinished work, this section now. That somehow, as far as defining the rishus of the sukkah is concerned, all I need is to be sized in two sides. But then there's a new halacha, which is a lower order halacha. Maybe it's only the rabbanim. You can use kulus that the shtayim kolchasim can't use. It could use lovud, which the shtayim kolchasim can't use. It could use tzuris ha-pesach, which the shtayim kolchasim can't use. There's some other lower order halacha that still in all I need to be sized in the ruach hashlishus. At some level, the ruach hashlishus can't be parts. Again, why not? You know, the whole point was that's the hilchasa, that you only have to be soysim in two ruchas. The other two ruchas are allowed to be parts. That's the halacha that psukkah, we don't say parts move aloim, except from two sides. I don't know, maybe it's takat rabban, but akhapanim, there is some other halacha over here. You have to be soysim this third ruach. And that, with that, we explain the Rashi, but we shall doif and also, and the Rad, and so on, the relationship between Rashi and the Rad. I don't want to recapitulate that now. Why do you have to be sized in Ruach HaShlishus on any level? If the Hilchus is, you only have to be sized in two Ruachas. So why do we have these other halachas over here that on some lower level of Lovud and Gudah and Tzuris HaPesach, we do have to be sized in Ruach HaShlishus? Maybe we could say a suggestion that it's a chizuk in the Tefach. That the Tefach needs to be part of a Mechitza, and a Mechitza by definition has to be a steel. So even though the Ruach HaShlishus Be'etzim doesn't need to be sized, since this tefach should have a shem mechitza, in order for the tefach to have a shem mechitza, it should be part of a mechitza seisemis. So for that, it's enough lovod, and as long as we make some kind of steam on the fourth side with ruvah tekulay, it's just a pesach probably belong. But let's say just as far as today's gemara tefach side. What I want to do is I want to take this tefach, and I want to turn it into a mechitza. So mechitza by definition has to be seisem something. What is this tefach being soysim? Not being soysim anything. I make a tefach soychik with lovud and ruvah shel doifen osui. So then this tefach is now serving as a mechitza. Not on a very low level, a lovudic level, or the ruvah kikulik level. A lot of kulos over here. But enough that I can label this tefach as a mechitza. Maybe that's a chizik in the tefach. Again, I don't know the rice of the rabbon. It's a chizik in the tefach, it's not stam a tefach. It's a tefach that has a teres mechitza. Maybe that's the avod. Derech efshe. Anything else I want to talk about today? Oh yeah, just to close. Maybe this is the Habon of the Biskrof. The Biskrof said there's two halachas. There's halacha, you have to have a doifen, and then there's another halacha, you have to be seis in the Ruach HaShlishus. The Biskrof doesn't tell me what it means, but maybe this is a take on the Biskrof. The din doifen, not that some non-machitza the concept. No, but it's there's nothing but machitza as far as the eye can see. But what the din doifin means, the halach of shtayim kilchasim shlishus tefach, that you need that the there's a halacha that you need to be soysim two ruchais and a little bit more, and that's a special hilchasa, and that's a chiddush, because that's a chiddush that being soysim two ruchais and a little bit more can be mabdul the entire shus hasukkah, and ein lechabayel chiddushoy, it's without lovud and so on. That's the din doifin that the Biskrof is referring to. The din doifin means the din of shtayim kilchos m'shisa filutach. And that's not coming to be seistim the ruach hashdishis. It's really the ruach hashdishis is porous. Like Rashi says by porous mu'ma laim, the ruach hashdishis remains porous. And then there's another halacha that besides the shtayim kilchos m'shisa filutach, which is a high level stima on two sides only, and a little bit more, there's another halacha that at a lower level you also have to be seistim the ruach hashdishis. That's it. Yeah, with your eyes, we don't know. But you have to be saisin the ruach hashlishis, and for that you can use lavud and suras hafasach and so on. So maybe we could read this all back into the briskor. I don't know if the briskor himself really knew what these two halachas are. He just he said what he thought was muchach and what he didn't have a hef, what he didn't have a hechach to, he didn't say. He saw in the Gemara there's a din doifin and there's a din of stimus ruach shlishis. Back in the way, you could say, yeah, we see in the Gemara. But where does it come from? That the Biskrov didn't say. I'm not sure if he was like keeping something from us. It could be that he didn't see how he didn't know, you know, or at least not on the level he was gonna commit it to write. What he saw before is that there's a din doifin and there's a you have to be saisin the ruach shlishis. Yeah, but what we need to understand it. So maybe this is a way to understand it. Yeah.
Two questions. If you opt to do Sasagag or Kanim for Tefanos in the land of it, how many Tefanos would you need?
If you wanted to do Sfasagag.
So you're not doing Shkain Pilz
what do you mean by Sfasagag? Pitika?
You make a Sakal Sasagag.
Oh, that, Gudasik, yeah.
Yeah, so you're relying on Gudasik. So it can't work out Shkain Pilz. So how many Tefanos would you need? Would it be the exact same as you would need for Hilz Shabbos?
We could ask it satisfy the Shtayim Kil Chosim.
No, I think the Sutra was saying that it definitely wouldn't satisfy Shtayim Kil Chosim.
I don't know. Could be that it would satisfy Shtayim Kil Chosim. Maybe love would not and would ask it yet. And maybe not. I could certainly hear that the same way, if love doesn't work for Shtayim Kil Chosim, then would ask it also won't work for Shtayim Kil Chosim. I think more about Sfasa Gag, Teretz is with the Goyim. If you have four sides, then you could use Kanim.
So
there, Sfasa Gag was four sides. The case in the Gemara is this four sides.
Let's say you weren't El Sfasagag
for one side. Yes, maybe it's not good. I don't know. Halacha, we don't make the same as Sfasagag anyway. We're machmel like the other Rishon. We feed the Rambam who says they could be Mesachach Sfasagag. We feed those Rishonim they could be Mesachach Sfasagag. Maybe we have to be four sides of the Rashi.
Would the Hagdara of Rubo Omik parts change? Would it not be magged by 2.1 now?
That's true in the Goyim about Kanim anyway. Look at the feed of Goyim. When you have a mechishis shel kadav, but you have to have all four sides. That's why you're ruling all four sides, because then you're going a whole different route. Then you're being madalurishus asukah by making a havdalah on all four sides. So then it goes with the regular gedor.
So Rashi and Gemara was assuming you weren't using love or gedasik. When he said two
and a tefach,
he was assuming.
No, the halacha we held to buy the lishtot, you could use a gedasik. So we're not talking as fast as God. Why are we not talking as fast as God? I'm going to say something. That's Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to buy as fast as God. And from thenceforth, we're never talking as fast as God. And we're not talking about a mechitzah shokanim from all four sides. We're talking about a regular sukkah. Shtayim kol chosim. We're talking about shtayim kol chosim. She's a vilu tefel. He says it's good enough. You don't need to have a little love from all four sides. If you make a mechitzah shokanim on all four sides, then probably have to have a little love on all four sides. I'm going to stop it that way. Okay. Tomorrow, I want to talk tomorrow about parts about Sukkah Siyah Kumovi. Even though we have unanswered questions, okay, we have unanswered questions. Mitzvah, we'll eventually get to the Rosh and the Rav, and maybe things will develop. I don't know. It's hard to know. The whole thing is a work in progress. But I want to give you a few more makomos. What I want to do tomorrow is I want to talk about the sugya of Sukkah Siyah Kumovi. So you should. I want you to see the Ran. Few things. The Ran and Sukkah Siyah Kumovi. And there's two answers. The Ran by Sukkah Siyah Kumovi, but there's a Ran later in the Sugya who discusses if Sukkah Siyah Kumovi still needs a source of Pesach. Hold on, let me give it to you. No, I'll text you. But the Ran about Sukkah Siyah Kumovi is two Rans. And there's a Gemara to Zion with Beis on the bottom about past Dalit. I'll send it to you also if you see that Gemara. And the Goyin of Tafesh Lama that we've been talking about, this Goyin all the time, you should see it inside. And maybe the Magen Avraham. Yeah, okay, I'll send this up.